Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show Spectacular Podcast Party, brought to you by the Wireline Group. We're being joined right now by Juan Torres with Danos. By the way, my name is Jason Spies. I'm with the Crude Life. I should introduce myself here. I have a problem not doing that from time to time. Juan, how you doing?
Better than I deserve, sir.
Well, that's a good way to have the day. It's a fabulous day outside. And have you been walking the pavilion at all?
Yes, sir, I have.
What do you think of the show?
It's great to see people coming back into the Permian. It's great to see the show come back, and it seems to be a lot of excitement and activity here. So,
boy, it sure is. It's like old home week for a lot of people, and they've never met. Well, in all honesty, I've heard a lot of people. I've seen you on social media. A lot of people are connecting from when they met in the digital world, honestly.
Yes, sir.
And so it's nice to see a lot of the faces with names and et cetera, and actually press some flesh and a few other things, so it's nice. Talk to me about Danos. What is it you guys do in the industry, and specifically, what do you do for Danos?
Absolutely. So Danos started in 1947. It's a multifaceted company. We came out to the Permian in 2017 to support our customers that we had developed in the Gulf. Through that, we offer remote fabrication, offshore installations with drilling rigs. We have a coatings department, scaffolding, rope. But what we came out for the Permian for was Permian construction. And we've moved away from the construction aspect and more into automation, I&E, and into renewables. Certainly, as our clients on the oil production side came over and saw the value of the renewable side and offsetting their carbon footprint, they've looked to source local production here for solar, for wind energy, and they need help staffing and maintaining those facilities. And that's really where Danos has found success.
You mentioned offshore.
Yes, sir.
How's that vein going? I've been hearing a mixed bag, you know, when it comes to offshore. In fact, I've been hearing more about the wind energy offshore than the oil and gas these days.
Yes, sir. So that's certainly something that we're exploring. It's not something we're currently involved on offshore.
I see. Okay.
So, in the renewable side, we've predominantly done solar, and it's been maintaining existing farms. So, as you might have noticed out here in the Permian, we have terrible hailstorms, and it wreaks havoc on these facilities. But to keep them online and to keep a seamless flow of energy, we need to go out and replace those modules and replace things that decay in the sun. So, we've been able to staff and utilize our staff here in the Permian and help these solar facilities. Most of the companies are based along the coast, and they don't have the resources here to maintain those.
Are you just in the Permian? Are you in other shale plays too?
We're absolutely in other shale plays. My involvement and exposure is predominantly here in the Permian.
Okay.
We do have an office down in Kennedy, South Texas, of course, in Louisiana. The solar maintenance that we've been doing has been up through Colorado, Utah, California, Arizona, and into Nevada now.
Interesting. So you're seeing some renewable business come. And you're in the Permian.
Mm-hmm.
What's 2022 going to look like for you, do you think?
Well, a lot of our clients have pledged to be net zero on their carbon footprint and their carbon output by 2030. So I think we see a huge investment into renewables, a huge investment into solar and into wind energy, certainly through here in the Permian. It's a huge growing industry. And so over the next few years, I believe that our producers and our clients are going to continue to buy current producers of solar and wind, and that's what we're seeing now. And I think we're just seeing that appetite ramp up. So,
one of the questions I like to ask individuals, and, you know, this is from the cafe owner to CEO. Companies are going into their annual meetings right now, and some have already started. And, you know, November, December, October, those are the popular months for annual meetings. And the way a lot of corporations and oil companies behave is they'll make all their decisions in a month, and then they'll manage those decisions for the next 11 months. Yeah, they got some petty cash and some flexibility, but 90% of their momentum is done, and then they manage that for the most part. Is there anything that you think that people should be aware of in these annual meetings that maybe they're not thinking about, that Danos can come in and say, hey, give us a shot because you're not thinking about this?
I think a lot of it is lost revenue through what we're flaring.
Yeah, now you got their attention. Okay, lost revenue, start over.
So as we're burning this gas, that's money that could be put somewhere else. And we're also, as the EPA comes in, not as much here in Texas, but certainly in New Mexico, the EPA is a very prevalent force. And as they come in and they monitor your flare emissions and your carbon output, we're penalized for that. That's a cost. That's a tangible cost that they can talk about in those meetings. And how do we reallocate that budget? How do we capture that? How do we monetize it? And how do we apply it to continue to grow?
Well, it's a different world, for a lot of people, because they got to look at the bottom line differently these days, instead of, that number, what it is today, what is it going to be in 4 days or 6 days or 30 days? And it's a transitional time, that's all. And one of the things I'm trying to educate people on is, the oil and gas industry has had a history of boom and bust cycles, probably worse than any other industry, and that includes ag and everything else. People should be looking up to the oil and gas industry right now just because of their experience. There's a lot of industries that are not used to this shutdown, startup, and the uncertainty of life. That word uncertainty I've heard outside of the industry more than ever. And so this is a little bit of a Planet Service announcement for anybody listening. The people out in the oil and gas industry are probably some of your best mentors right now to get through the next year, because, call it education by osmosis, they've figured out how to deal with uncertainty, And you nod your head a little bit on that, so I think you kind of know what I'm talking about.
Well, West Texas Intermediate here in the Permian, we've gone from negative 40 last year in 2020 to a positive 80. That's a swing unlike any other industry I can imagine. But we continue to look at future production. We continue to look at energy independence for our country and for our own safety. And how do we continue to improve on that?
How can people give you some business, sir? You got a website, a phone number, LinkedIn page, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You know what? Just maybe start with a website.
They would all be under danos.com.
That's what I figured. Okay, you can click on your icon from there. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Juan Torres of Danos, thank you very much,
thank
sir.
Thank you so much, sir. It's an absolute pleasure.
Appreciate it. That's going to do it for this interview. My name is Jason Spies with The Crude Life. We are at the Permian Basin International Oil Show podcast party, brought to you by the Wireline Group.